This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Mika Brzezinski, man, she's freaking out. She was near tears this morning. talking about how we're really at a low point here. I mean, really, really. Of course, talking about how Trump is alleging that Obama had his phones tapped. Of course, Obama has denied it. We've got the conclusive proof that it actually happened. Mark Levin, he's known as the Great One, the radio host, made a very compelling argument and a very compelling case for exactly what Donald Trump is talking about, and I want to get into that in a little bit as well. But listen to Mika Brzezinski this morning on Morning Joe. She's losing it. Listen, I want you to listen to this. Talk about fair and balanced.
For whatever it's worth. All right, let's get to Michael Schmidt. By the way, I do want to read President Obama's statement. A cardinal, a spokesman for the president, former president, said a cardinal rule of the Obama administration was that no White House official ever interfered with any independent investigation led by the Department of Justice. As part of that practice, neither President Obama nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Any suggestion otherwise is simply false. Just FYI. And when you are out speaking for President Trump, I would urge you not laugh at yourself. Because this is not funny. This is really bad. Just for the record, we're all really nervous. So if people out there feel nervous, we do too. We don't think this is funny. Michael Schmidt is with the New York Times, and he's reporting on this. Michael, what do you have?
There were two things.
Yes, it is funny. It's hilarious, you idiot. Oh, this would never happen to you. There's no way. There's no way this would ever happen. We don't spy on people. Come on. That's not what we do. Yeah. Okay. I just want to, I got a list here, as a matter of fact. For those that possibly don't remember, so I wanted to refresh your memories here of the people that Mr. Obama has spied on, and of course, the mainstream media, of course, are challenging the position that the president that the former president would ever have wiretapped President Donald Trump during the presidential race. First of all, I just want to read some of the tweets that came out from President Trump over the weekend. This was 6:35 a.m., March 4th, Saturday morning. Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. He next tweeted, is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election? Turned down by court earlier, a new low. Next, the president tweeted, I'd bet a good lawyer can make a great case out of the fact that President Obama was tapping my phones in October just prior to the election. And then the final one came at 7:02 a.m. By the way, these are all one after another. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during a very sacred election process? This is Nixon, Watergate, bad or sick guy. This is now being referred to as Obamagate. Obamagate. What kills me is the media reaction and how they have been just freaking out. Well, you got no proof of this. Well, actually, we do have proof. We have proof, actually, because we know for a fact that the Obama administration went and got a FISA warrant to supposedly investigate people close to the Trump campaign for their ties to Russia. And I want people to understand something, that FISA is set up, it's foreign intelligence court. And 99% of all FISA warrants are granted. They're just summarily rubber stamped and granted under the guise of national security. So, if I want to spy on an individual, and I know that that individual is within the United States and I can't get a warrant for that individual, I can say, conceivably, well, I am actually listening in on a conversation of this Russian oligarch over here. Even though I know the Russian oligarch is having conversations with Joe Blow over here in Poughkeepsie. Okay? And so I don't have to go. There's no Fourth Amendment here. So I can circumvent that by saying, well, we're going after this foreign individual here. And anything that you get, if there's an American citizen, it's like you cast this wide net. And if you get some conversations from an American citizen, well, that's okay because it was under this FISA deal. That being said, even though that all happened, nothing. Nothing. You have no definitive proof of anything. Of any collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, because that's what they were, that's what this whole thing started out as. See, Trump has now, again, he has said, okay, let's have an investigation, man. Let's have it. Let's have an investigation. If you want to talk about this, then by all means, let's have an investigation. Let's investigate the whole deal. Let's investigate and see whether or not Obama was tapping my phones. Believe me. They, and when I say they, I meant the Trump administration, they wouldn't do this if they didn't have evidence to back it up. Believe me. Believe it. We'll be right back.
You made my soul burning fire. Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I want to play this for you because Mark Levin, he laid it all out. And I very rarely will I ever do this. I got to play this for you because it's so good, and he really lays out the case here of the evidence linking Obama to the wiretapping of Donald Trump. He makes the best case by far. So I want to play this for you because it's compelling and it's, I mean, it's he pretty much lays it all out, gives you all the evidence you need. And here's the thing. You know, the media is going to continue to push back on this. But, I think if all this comes out.
Welcome back to Fox and Friends.
Okay, here we go.
Joining us now, live from Levin TV studio, is the former chief of staff to Attorney General Edwin Meese, a constitutional lawyer and radio talk show host, the great one, Mark Levin, from his hidden bunker. Mark, thank you very much for joining us this morning. On your Thursday evening radio broadcast, you laid out a devastating case about executive overreach of the Obama administration, which many believe metamorphosized itself to tweets that President Trump sent out on Saturday morning accusing potential wiretapping in Trump Tower. We want to give you a case here this morning to lay out what you know about it, and the evidence you have for the potential executive overreach.
Okay. Let me just get this going here. I'm having a problem with this. And I apologize for that. Let me try to go back to this. Okay.
Of the Obama administration.
Well, pleasure to be here. The evidence is overwhelming. This is not about President Trump's tweeting. This is about the Obama administration's spying. And the question isn't whether it's spied. We know they went to the FISA court twice. The question is, who did they spy on? The extent of the spying. That is, the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, Trump surrogates. And I want to walk you through this, the American people. Exhibit one. This is all public. Head Street. Two separate sources with links to the counterintelligence community have confirmed that the FBI sought and was granted a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. This is spying. In October, giving counterintelligence permission to examine the activity of, quote, U.S. persons in Donald Trump's campaign with ties to Russia. Let me go on. This isn't me. They say the first FISA request, sources say named Trump, was denied back in June, denied by the court.
Mm-hmm.
But the second was drawn more narrowly and was granted in October after evidence was presented of a server possibly related to the Trump campaign and its alleged links to two banks. Now, sources suggest that a FISA warrant was granted to look at the full content of emails and other related documents that may concern U.S. persons. Now, I know people are hung up with Trump's word wiretapping. Well, how'd they get access to this server information? Does it really matter if it was wiretapping, electronic surveillance, or whatever it was? Exhibit 2, The Guardian, a well-known right-wing British paper. Here it is, quote, The Guardian has learned the FBI applied for a warrant from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court over the summer in order to monitor four members of the Trump team suspected of irregular contacts with Russian officials. Keep in mind, this is during a presidential election. The sitting president, the incumbent party, is now investigating the presidential candidate of the Republican Party and his campaign to some extent. The FISA court turned down the application asking FBI counterintelligence investigators to narrow its focus. According to one report, the FBI was finally granted a warrant in October. Exhibit 3, McClatchy, another well-known right-wing newspaper. Here they have the agency headline. FBI, five other Obama administration agencies probe possible covert Kremlin aid to Trump. The FBI and five other law enforcement intelligence agencies have collaborated for months in an investigation into Russian attempts to influence the November election, including whether money from Kremlin covertly aided presidential-elect Donald Trump. Two people familiar with the matter said the agencies involved in the inquiry are the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the Justice Department, the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and representatives of the Director of the National Intelligence. Are you telling me Barack Obama didn't know it was going on in six agencies?
Hold on. Okay, keep going.
I'm not done. I need to make the case because the media seems to be confused about their own reporting. New York Times, another well-known liberal outlet, intercepted Russian communications part of inquiry into Trump associates, January 19. The FBI is leading the investigations, aided by the NSA, the CIA, Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Unit. The investigators have accelerated their efforts in recent weeks, but have found no exclusive, conclusive evidence of wrongdoing. Listen to this. One official said intelligence reports based on some of the wiretap communications have been provided to the White House. This is the New York Times,
another right-wing outlet. Another right-wing outlet,
Let's continue. New York Times again. NSA gets more latitude to share intercepted communications. In the final days of the Obama administration, the administration has expanded the power of the NSA to share globally intercepted personal communications with the government's 16 other intelligence agencies before applying privacy protections. Now, why would they do this on the way out the door? Well, March 1, Exhibit 6, Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence of Russian election hacking. In the Obama administration's last days, listen to this, some White House officials scrambled to spread information about Russian efforts to undermine the presidential election and about possible contacts between associates of President-elect Trump and Russians across the government. I'm not done. Exhibit 7, New York Times. Flynn is said to have talked to Russians about sanctions. Trump took office. Well, where'd they get this information? Well, Mark, you know, the FISA court, they're always monitoring the Russian ambassador. And so how do we know that? Maybe they are, maybe they're not, but there's an awful lot of other activity.
Sure.
Here we have Washington Post. One more. Washington Post, March 2nd. U.S. investigators have examined contacts Attorney General Sessions had with Russian officials during the time he was advising Donald Trump's campaign. The focus of the U.S. counterintelligence investigation has been on communication between Trump campaign officials and Russia. Listen to this. The inquiry involving Sessions is examining his contacts while serving as Trump's foreign policy advisor in the spring and summer of 2016.
Bam! And I have to say this. You know, the reason why I played that is because he just makes such a compelling case about what exactly was going on. But the fact is that we've got transcripts of conversations. Remember how everybody talked about Flynn, for instance? I'll get to that when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
We'll ask him up. All right, while the MC rap, but then we talk. By the shake and bake. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk. A rundown of to the average of C. New Jack Spermie. YP, she's a skeezer.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So things got pretty heated over the weekend. Between Martha Raddatz. Remember Martha Raddatz? She was the one that was crying on election night. So Martha Raddatz was filling in for George Stephanopoulos on This Week, the ABC show. By the way, I've got a bunch of audio sound bites I'm going to get to. But this was particularly telling because of the fact that Martha Raddatz got so pissed off and so freaked out. and you know what this shows? It shows the level of anger, frankly, by the mainstream media against anything that has to do with Donald Trump. I mean, it is honestly an unreasonable anger that these people have. These people are just freaking out. Always. And the genius of Donald Trump is that he is. There were reports that he got pissed off on Friday because they're all going to go to Mar-a-Lago, right? And it was going to be Bannon and Reince Priebus. I think they were all going to fly on Air Force One. And Trump got pissed off on apparently on Friday. because of the fact that there are reports that he felt like Jeff Sessions should not have recused himself. And so I think he was pissed off at, I personally think, Reince Priebus. I think he came in, he was pissed off at Reince Priebus, he started yelling and screaming, and I think Bannon was like, look, I told you this is going to happen, because Bannon, I don't see Bannon as anyone who is going to ever back down. In fact, look, he's the one that's calling them the opposition. It's not Reince Priebus is doing that. And there are now reports that, by the way, that Reince Priebus is on his way out the door. But the genius of Donald Trump, and I don't know if that's true or not, the genius of Donald Trump is the fact that he will go there where nobody else does. So Sunday he sent out Sarah Huckabee. She's, I guess, the deputy press secretary. I want you to listen to this exchange between her and Martha Raddatz. And Martha Raddatz was just freaking out. She was apoplectic. She couldn't believe it.
Why does he believe these articles that you say you cite? I mean, and I'm saying they are not definitive. The Breitbart brings them all together, a heat street. They have two sources with links to the counterintelligence community. That's it. Anonymous sources. The president constantly says he doesn't like anonymous sources, and he doesn't like leakers.
I love how anonymous sources don't count when it's something that's positive in this administration and against the former one. You
so
guys use anonymous sources every single day.
But it is the president. Yes, yes, we do. Yes, we do. The Washington Post says this morning that senior U.S. officials with knowledge of wide-ranging federal investigation into Russian interference in the election said there had been no wiretap.
Well, they've also said there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by the Trump administration or the Trump campaign in coordination, but that doesn't seem to matter to the media. That point gets continued to be ignored over and over again. We've been on this for 6 months, and you guys continue to ignore that and continue to bring up the investigation. All we're asking is that we have the same level of look into the potential that the Obama administration wiretapped Trump Tower.
Martha Raddatz is seriously, she was freaking out. She was freaking out. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. See, it is about time. It is about time that you had a Republican president that fought back. It is about time. That's what this is all about, by the way. That's what this is all about. Because the media will cherry pick whatever they want. And if they want to use anonymous sources, they will use anonymous sources. I mean, this whole Russian deal is all anonymous sources. It's all it is. It's all it is anonymous sources. And yet, now they're complaining that there's anonymous sources going on. First of all, it wasn't anonymous sources, number one. Okay? Because what it was it was the New York Times. This is the New York Times that wrote this stuff. The New York Times. And the BBC. They reported it as well. And not only that, let me ask you this. You've got these transcripts. And I thought about this when this first came out with Mike Flynn. You have all these transcripts that came out. Of course, the intelligence community said, well, you know, we were looking into conversations that were going on overseas with Russian officials, and we came across these transcripts with Mike Flynn. Look, we know that FISA went and got a warrant to listen to people within the Trump campaign because of the fact that they thought that there was some collusion They went in the summer of last year to try to get a warrant. They were turned down. They went back in October, tried to get a warrant, and this time they were successful in obtaining a warrant. We know this. And if they, and Trump is right, because if he wasn't being, if his phones weren't being tapped, then how did they get all these transcripts? They have all these transcripts. And I have no doubt that the Trump administration has probably all the evidence it needs. And that's why they're calling for an investigation. I doubt very seriously that they would. See, the media is trying to paint this out as like, oh, Trump is just out of control. He's just tweeting. He doesn't know what he's talking about. As usual, they always underestimate him. I have no doubt that this happened because Obama has a history of this. I mean, hell, we know for a fact that the guy was listening to conversations of James Rosen's parents, James Rosen, the Fox reporter. We know this for a fact. He was listening to Angela Merkel's conversation. And others. This isn't speculation. This is fact. Why do we know this? Oh, yeah, it wasn't because of mainstream media. It was because of, WikiLeaks. Yet, we know this. And I said some time ago, why is it that I got to go to WikiLeaks? WikiLeaks to get my information. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, and see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous. You've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. So, by the way, I love how they sent out this Sarah Huckabee. She's got this kind of like southern little charm about her, and she doesn't get taken off her game. She was this morning. She was on George Stephanopoulos' show. Oh, this is Good Morning America this morning. And he begins the listen how he begins the interview. He begins the interview by saying, "We know this isn't true." Listen.
Now joined from the White House by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, spokesperson for the president. Sarah, thank you for joining us this morning. So we now know that the FBI director has told the Justice Department that President Trump's explosive claims are inaccurate.
See, we know that this isn't true. This is how he starts out the thing, okay, the interview. Okay? This is how he starts out the interview, by the premise of, we know this isn't true.
President Trump accept the FBI director's denial?
No.
You know, I don't think he does, George. I think he firmly believes that this is a storyline that has been reported pretty widely by quite a few outlets. The wiretapping has been discussed in the New York Times, BBC, Fox News, and we believe that
Sarah, I have got to stop you right there. Every single article you just mentioned does not back up the president's claim.
This is an out-and-out lie, out-and-out friggin' lie. Because I've just told you, I've just named sources. New York Times, Heat Street, BBC, Guardian have all reported this. All of them reported it. And they're not some crazy right-wing conspiracy blogs.
That President Obama had him wiretapped. Not a single one of those articles backs that up.
Liar.
So what is the president's evidence?
It does back up the fact that the administration was wiretapping American citizens. There was a wide reporting suggesting that his administration, whether it was directly ordered by this president specifically, his administration could have done
Sarah,
this.
Sarah, I have got and to look, stop you George, again. No, Sarah, I've got to stop you again because that is simply not true. All the articles you just mentioned.
By the way, do you recall ever any pushback, ever, during the 8 years that Obama was president. I don't recall any of this. Any of this. I would have loved to have seen something like this, this kind of exchange at any point in time for the last 8 years. All of a sudden, the media's just woken up now.
And not one of them says that President Trump ordered a wiretap. One of them based on
President Obama.
One of them based on anonymous sources says there might have been a court-ordered FISA wiretap. That has been denied by the former director of National Intelligence, James Clapper.
Liar.
Look, I love how now anonymous sources don't matter anymore. We've been dealing with anonymous sources and having to fight back against that for the last 6 months. It's funny how the media
If that one is true, even if that one is true, that is saying it was a court-ordered wiretap, not an illegal wiretap ordered by President Obama.
Look, it would have been under this administration, George. You don't get to just wash your hands of something, whether it's the Justice Department under which you control, which would have fallen under this administration and under this past president. I think the bigger question here is, let's let the House Intelligence Committee do its job,
George.
Hold on a second.
That is not true. There is a world of difference between an illegal wiretap ordered by a president and a court-ordered wiretap approved by a federal judge. There's a world of difference between those two things.
Let me just explain to you the difference here, because, the president can say, well, I wasn't trying to listen to Donald Trump's conversations. I was trying to listen to Russian oligarchs' conversations, and then we just happened to listen to Donald Trump while that was going on. You see that? Very, very simple to do.
The fact that it was being done is a story that we should be talking about, George, and all we're asking is that we let Congress do its job. Let's let the House Intelligence Committee review this, investigate it, as they committed to do over the weekend. Look, there have been constant allegations. The hypocrisy on this story is absolutely outrageous. We have dealt with this for the last 6 months, where the New York Times calls this story false. The FBI comes out and says it's BS. The House Intelligence Committee says there's no evidence. Yet the people in the media continue to report a false narrative that there are connections between the Trump campaign and the Russians when there simply aren't. All we're asking is the same fair deal here, that the House Intelligence Committee is given the opportunity to investigate, review this, and see if there's anything there,
Sarah,
which we believe there is.
It is not a fact that this has been done. You do not know that it is a fact that this has been done, and that has been denied by President Obama, by the former Director of National Intelligence, and now we know it as well by the FBI Director. They are all saying it did not happen. So is the president calling all three of those individuals liars?
Not at all. He's asking that we allow the House Intelligence Committee to do its job the same way we have done on our situation. It's very interesting, George, how when this past president says it's false, everybody's like, oh, well, obviously it is. But when we've been saying it for the last 6 months, nobody believes it. Frankly, George, I think if the president walked across the Potomac, the media would report that he can't swim. This is a constant battle that we're having to fight. All we're asking is that this double standard be washed away and that we allow the Congressional Committee to do their job.
Sarah, the president made these allegations 48 hours ago. Has he called the FBI director since he made those allegations and asked if they were true?
I don't know that he has talked directly with the FBI director, but I do believe that, again, we go back to, we put out a statement asking that we allow Congress to do its job and investigate and do a full review of this
but
process.
The president administers the Justice Department. The president administers the intelligence agencies. He can find out for himself. He can ask his FBI director if this is true. He can ask his Justice Department if this is true. He can ask the Director of National Intelligence if this is true. Has he done that?
Look, I don't know that actually that is the case, George. From my understanding is that there is a process that this has to follow, and in order to go through that process, the first step is a congressional review, and that's what we're asking to take place right now.
But bottom line, the president does not accept the FBI director's denial.
I don't know that he has gotten a firm denial from the FBI.
He does not accept the reporting that the FBI director has said this did not happen. Does the president accept that or not?
And the president wants the truth to come out to the American people, and he is asking that it be done through the House Intelligence Committee and that that be the process that we go through.
Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Amazing. All of a sudden now, they're so concerned about sources and whether or not this is true or not. I mean, it's just, these people are amazing. It's just, really, it's amazing. They've just all of a sudden now woken up. They've decided to turn into journalists instead of cheerleaders on the sidelines. But the fact that this is happening, the fact that now Trump is saying, okay, you want an investigation? Let's investigate it. Let's go ahead and investigate this. What do you got to hide? Let's investigate it. Let's investigate it. Because I am pretty certain. In fact, I am positive. I will tell you this. That the Trump administration, they know exactly what they're doing. You see, the media, I love how the media just likes to kind of paint Trump as some buffoon, and there's chaos, and they don't know what they're doing. Yeah, he crazy. Crazy like a fox. All right, the madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I can't get no satisfaction.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.